We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Ayin Zayin, the beginning of a line. Bama Rava, Hayman the Oigir Agure LeDavla. Someone hired Payalim to schlep water to the irrigation canals from the river to the irrigation canals. That was a job like a water carrier to carry the water from there to there. And what happened was, Va'asim Mitra, and the rain came that night, and the next morning they woke up, they had no job to do. The halacha is Pseida the Payalim. But Asa Nara, if the water, the river itself, it went up, and the tide got high in the Nahar, and it overflowed into the irrigation ditches, then Pseida Balabais, you have to pay a Payal bottle. Then it's Pseida Balabais, and you have to pay him a Payal bottle. Now what's the difference? What's the difference that it's Osi Mitra if it rains, say the Payalim? Osi Nahara, say the Balabais. So Rashi explains, Osi Nahara, and Rashi say the Balabais, the Payalim ain't on Yoyde Beminik Sadeu, she hey nor oilash karse, ahui idea. Again, like we said in last year, that any time there's something that is missing in the formation, then it's the Balabais' fault. So here, rain, everyone knows if it rains, it falls into the ditch, and then you're not going to need the water carrier. But the water from a nahar, from a river, that reaches the irrigation ditch, not everyone knows that. It's not, you have to know your field to know, like if your field is a low-laying field or high-laying field, to see if the water reaches there. So here, Baal Bais left out the information, therefore it's his fault. Now, Tosfos handles, what's the case here? Did they see it before or not? Like we learned before, is it nafka mina, sire, la'arim, or not? Tosfos two pshatim. We'll go with Tosfos' first pshat. That they saw it the night before, and therefore it's their pseida, the payalim. But even so, Gavi the Nahar is not their pseida, because even by seeing the property from before, you don't know the derech of the river if it could reach this field. Therefore, it's pseida balabais, because he should have told them that you know the Nahar has a possibility of reaching here. And since he didn't say that, so then he has to pay them kapayal bottle. V'amar Rava, Hayman the Oiger Agure LeDavlo. Same type of story with someone hired the workers to carry the water from the Nahar to the irrigation canals. Upasik Nahara, and the water dried up from the Nahar. But Palag Yema, middle of the day, they were all schlepping water, there's no water left in the stream. And now, they can't finish their job. So the Gemara says, depends. Samar says, Ilo Avid the Pasik, if it's not a normal thing that this Nahar, that this river dried up, say the Pailam. Then it's say the Pailam. Again, we said that anytime it's no one's fault, the Pailam lose. They're mazel. Ovid the Pasak, if it's something that usually happens halfway through the day, it's even a Masa, if the Pailam come from this city, say the Pailam. Because they should have known. They know, they live in the city. Labre Basav, not from the city, say the Balabais. It's tying on the Balabais. Should have told them, by the way, I'm hiring you, but a lot of times the river dries up. And since he didn't say that, so again, he's at fault because he left out a piece of information. He hired workers for the whole day. He came to the muster zone and he went over to the people. He said, you know what? I'm going to hire you. I've worked with you the whole day. And what happened was, halfway through the day, you haven't worked for them. You thought that's going to take the whole day to paint your living room, and they finished painting it half through the day. Now they say, okay, what else should I do? They say, I don't have any work for you. So Shaila is, what do you do? You hired them for the whole day. So Gemara says like this, if you have work that's easier, you give them that work. But the kashim in lafkaluhu. If you don't have any work for them, you only could give them, so now you can pay them the whole day because that's what you made up. That's what you made up. You pay them the whole day. You made up to pay them. And now you have no work for them. So you gotta give them all the work. The halacha is you can't give them harder work than you made up. You made up to paint the living room. You can't give anything harder than painting. You give them anything easier or the same. And if you don't have anything easier or the same, then you just pay them anyway. Right, the Gemara, is that true? We had before in the Gemara that let's say they come to a job and there's nothing there. You have to pay them, but not the full amount. Am I? But lace look a pile of bottle. Might say all the half a day, you're not doing anything. So only pay them like a pile of bottle because might say it's easier that half a day, they're not doing anything. And for the Gemara, ki kamarava ba'ach lushe de mechuza. We're talking about the guys from Mechuza. The workers from Achuzah, Achlushah means the people who schlep packages. By them, if they don't work, it's worse for them. By them, they want to work, because they don't work, they get rusty, and they want to work, and therefore you have to pay them Shechara Mashallah. That's the Gemara says. So is that negated today? So there's a Meir Dika Rosh over here, that's Kedai to say over, with the Agoyah Sashri. The Rosh says, brings in Rabbeinu Yoel. It says, Makam Pasak Rabbeinu Yoel. Misha Shachar Melamed Lebanoi. Someone hired a Melamed for his son. V'chola Talmud. And the Talmud got sick. So now the Melamed can't teach. So, Eloi Shchiach D'chola, Pseid the Melamed. If it's not a normal thing, so Pseid the Melamed. V'shchiach D'chola. So, it depends. So then he says like this. So, if it's not Shchiach, so he says, Pseid the Balabais. V'yav Lei. Whatever, lo yishchiach the yishchiach the chala yishchiach malami b'masa maka inyan atamid pseid the malami v'lo yishchiach masa pseid v'abayis. So what do you do? V'yar lo yishchari mishalim yim full schar v'lo yikapel batal, not kapel batal. Why not? Why don't you give him kapel batal? The malami is not teaching anyone now. It's much easier for him. Zok the rosh from the Ben Yael the chol loim de teira domi lach luse de mechuza she habatala goyim lahem shicha v'kavid evar. If they don't learn the next half of the day, it's going to cause them shikha and kavod avarim. Therefore, you pay them a mishalim. That's the Rosh says. And so, pay them a pile, you have to pay them a pile, a full pile. Break the guy's shri, but dava tamua. Break the guy's hashri. Halei efshir, loy limon ma'atzmoy. They can learn themselves. Like, what do you mean? What kind of time is you can't learn yourself. You're going to get rusty? But it's a pile. Zokta pula charifta. Ain't a dream of learning with someone else, learning yourself. Learning yourself, you can fool yourself. You learn, yeah, it's kishmak, yeah. Oiger, he took a water carry, yeah, gewaldic. But without someone who's learning with him, to explain to them, it's much harder. So then, that's why it's a matzav of, you get rusty, and therefore you pay schar and mishalom. It's a mar de garash and the garish street. Amamar, back to Seichas Umnim. Amamar, now, the next half of Amud will be explaining the Braisa we learned yesterday. So in order to remember, we have to go over the Braisa yesterday. We had a machlokes in the Braisa between the Tanakama and Rab Doisa, if Yad Poil Alha El Yoino or Yad Poil Alha Tataino. What was the case? They hired the guy to cut the wheat. In middle, for two shlom. For two shlom. Two shlom, by the way, is 8 dinrim. Two shalom is 8 dirim. He hired him for the day to do that. Middle of the day, the poilim say, no, it's too much for me. I'm backing out halfway through the day. So the aloch is, so now they did 4 dirim, they did 1 seller worth, but there's still a seller left. So the Tanakhama says, now you have to get new workers. Even if the new workers cost you 6, you still pay them a seller. You still pay them 4 dirim. Even though now it's going to cost you altogether 10 dirim, which is more, but you still pay them a seller. That's because you had to poil out. You only could back out and he still gets paid. And it says, and if they want to stay, you pay them 2 for the day, which sounds positive. And then it says, and if it cost only a seller for the rest of the day, and only 4 the rest of the day, you pay them a seller. That's even more positive. That was the kasha there. That was the halacha of the Tanakhama. Rav Daisa says that the difference is, Rav Daisa says if it costs 6 to do, then you deduct 2 dinrim from the poilim for the first half. You only pay them 2, and you pay the next people 6. And this is the way. And then the same Bryce says, but if they want to stay, they get altogether 2 salah. And if the next poil also goes to salah, you give them a salah. Also, again, it's possible. So you have to explain all the different parts of the Bryce. So let's see. Omar. This is Tanakhama's words. Shama lahem is masha asu. Kate said, if it's going to cost shisha dirim now, the next half, Noislam Sela, you still pay the Payalim Sela, which is 4 dinrim. Kasabri Rabbanon, Yad Payal al Yoino. Because Rabbanon holds that Yad Payal al Yoino, even if he's Chayzer, he could be Chayzer. Because, like Rashi says in the Pasuk, Ki Avodai Heim Le Avodim La Avodim. Like I heard from someone the phrase, you know, Lincoln freed the slaves. You know, they're not slaves, I could punish them, and therefore they could back out. And not only that, Rabbanon say Yad Payal al Yoino, they still get paid. So that's the first part of Tanakhama. Then Tanakhama says that if they want to finish it, if they decide they want to come back and finish it, they get paid 2 shlom. 1 seller for the first half, 1 seller for the second half. So, pshita, that's pshita. They even get paid if they don't want to come back. Of course, they get paid 2 shlom. What's the chiddush? Pshita. Loi tzricha, da yaiker avidita. The case was that the poilim went up by now. By the middle of that day, the poilim went up in price. Now they're paying more than a seller per half a day, or more than 2 shlom a day. The Emru Poilim. That's one of the reasons why the Poilim backed out. Va'ozu Baal Bayis Faisinu. Baal Bayis said, please come back. I need it. I need your work. And he said, the Tosef Ben Paris speaks there. He said, I'll take care of you guys. Va'etav l'chu. I'll do something good for you. Ma'ote motzi omrelei. Ma'ote, you would say that the Poilim could say, Kim Faisinon, when they mefayis me, when they mefayis, when the Baal Bayis mefayis us, adai to tofas lona agro. The das was to add on to the agro. To add on to the payment, to the Zari, Kamash Malon, Damalu, no, Adait Darchana Lukubachirvashia. What I meant was, I'm going to give you more, a better meal. And Taka Kachav, you have to do that. He says, when I'm a Faisu, I meant to say I'm going to give you good stuff. I mean, I'm going to give you extra water bottles and extra soda bottles. That's what I'm going to give you extra. An extra some sandwiches. So that's what it means. You don't have to do that, but you don't have to give more salary. That's a chiddush of, even if the price went up, middle of the day. And they were mafai, and the Baal Bosu mafai them to come back, convince them to come back, you don't have to pay more. Then it says, if the future thing is of course to sell, and Islam sell. Again, when I ask Pshita, that's Pasha. That the story over here was, the Zohar Vidita Meikara, Vagrinut Betvei Zuzah. In the beginning, when you hired these guys for two sela, that really was more than the going price. Because really, the price at that time was less than two sela a day, or less than a sela for half a day. For example, instead of being 8 dirham, it was 6 dirham, 3 dirham per half a day. That was really, when I hired them, that was the but I told them to give them 8 dirham, because Maisa, I wanted these workers very badly, I saw I don't pay them a little more. So, dazal avirta mikar, like, grino b'tei zuzo. By the time they started, the price had gone up, and now this what they're getting paid is really the market price. So Mao the Tema Amrile, maybe you think that the pilot could say, Amrile, Tfezuzamritlon, you told us to give us extra zuz, Tfezuz Yavlan, give us extra Havlan, give us extra zuz. Give us that more than a seller per half a day. The Baal Bayis says, "Ki om luchu tvei zuzo." When I told you I'm going to give you extra zuz, I have a kim luchu, because at that point you didn't know that was the market value, and I wanted to bring you up to that value. But how's the kim luchu now? Everyone gives a seller that I didn't plan to give you more. I only plan to give you more if up to a seller, but more than that, I wasn't ready to pay anyway. Just I saw you thought that the price was lower, that's why it went up to a seller. But Avada, I wasn't planning on going more than a seller, and therefore it's not a taina. Now, this Gemara's Kiddush, the Gemara's saying, this bothered me, I didn't see this cash anywhere, but what's bothering me is that you don't have to say it in this case of Chazara. It could be negated any time someone gets hired for the day, for two slum, and in the middle of the day, the price, and it was a little higher when he hired them. By the end of that day, that's the going price. They could say, I want more. You can't say that. We could have said this in any case. You don't have to say it in the case it was a chazara in the middle of the day. But punk, that's the way it came out, that the Bryce teaches us in this oifen. I'm saying a little aura, that why do you have to tell me this halacha when someone was chayz in the middle of the day? It's not because they tell me this halacha. That if you're, No, I know, but he was chayzer. Forget it. He wants more money. He was chayzer.
He was chayzer, so he wants to be negotiating.
No, he's not really negotiating. Not doing the next half. This case is only doing one and a half. That's not the case of two slum here. Sella, no slum sella. If the future is going to sell, you only give him a sella for the last, and you get a hire new workers. That's what it says. So it's funny to tell us this. You're paying them for the half a day, the first half a day. So therefore, I don't know why I couldn't say a chiddush. In the other oifen, okay. If he's saying like pshat, okay, I hear. But I think it's shikolara, like upon him, yeah. So that was Tanakam. Rabbi Doisa Aimer, Shaman le Rabbi Doisa argues on Tanakam. He holds Yad Poyel Al Tachtoinu. Rabbi Doisa Aimer, Shaman le Mesmasha Osa Liyosis Hayofa Shidirin Meslam Shekel. Rabbi Doisa says Shekel, by the way, is two dinrim. Rabbi Doisa says that you figure out, these guys backed out middle of the day of cutting the wheat. So you figure out now, if they get a new worker middle of the day, it's of course you more than a seller, because you're 6 dinrim. The halacha is that you deduct 2 dinrim from their pay for the first half. That's the halacha. And because they were chayzer, you take it off from them, and you hire new workers for 6, and you take it off from them. Kesav, Ali Mar says, Yad Poyel Al Tachtayna. That the Yad Poyel is Al Tachtayna. He was chayzer, he said Al Tachtayna. Viter in the Brice, it says, but if they want to finish, they get to Islam. So if they want to pshita, like pashat, lo tzricha, see, Rav Doisa, I'm going to say the opposite of Chiddush. Lo tzricha, the zola vidita, the price for poyel went down. Va'imer Baal Bayis, and the Baal Bayis himself was chayzer, because he said, oh, you guys, I'm overpaying you. So in the middle of the day, he was chayzer. He was chayzer. Va'ozol poyelim, Ufaisu, and the poem came, and we fais him. So Mao came out to Amulah Dakta Bashislum Agrayu. When you fais me to take you guys back, I thought you meant to say you're going to go with the new price, the less than a seller price. No, the reason why I convinced you to take us back, we'll do a better job, and therefore we'll still get paid the full seller. And that's the chiddush, you get paid a full seller. Now, I just want to talk about this case. The Baal Bayis here was chayz in the middle of the day. So the way I touched it was, because the price went down, so he wanted to get new workers for less than a seller. The only problem with that is, that if we hold that the whoever's chayzer is yad, is al tachtayna, so l'chayra, that's what we hold. Well, call it chayzer, yad al tachtayna. So here, even if he hires workers now for two, he has to pay, Rashi says in the Mishnah, he has to pay the workers six for the first half then. Why do you have paid him six? Because they can't get a job now for four anymore. They'll get a job for two also. And you're a chayzer. Why you be chayzer abayis? You hired them already. So Allah is going to pay him six. What are you gaining for backing out? What was the Baal Bayis going to give you out? So you know what? Ask the kasha, Tosfos. And that by involvement with Aleph, divra mascha al seicher, more to the bottom of that, end of that Tosfos, is in Taimar. The real come on, Omamar, or you can relax to be Islam. Pshit lo tzichas al vita, ve emir Baal Bayis, faisu le poilin vahashto, lama chayzer Baal Bayis bezeh, besfils huza malacha, Mamar viach bechazara. Halo tzarek litam amsela vachatzi, amash osu, upoilim nami, lama paisu, kim zera simi, losing anything. Yeshloimar, the Baal Bayis choyzer, the machmas sinna, shoyse katoto b'neim. The reason why Baal Bayis was choyzer, because he got into a fight with them. Upoilim paisu, shoyse starchu lechapay, simse mokim lestak. They don't have to look for a new job. So the pshat why, Tosfos says why the Baal Bayis was choyzer here is because they got into a fight, not because he had any plans. Then the bride says, sell me some msela. Pshita. If it's a seller future, so of course I paid him a seller for what they did. There's no reason to deduct anything. The case was here, when they got hired for two slum for the day, the going price was more than that. And they went down in price. Everyone went down to two slum. So maybe you think you could tell the... Because the Grash says, we hold, the Rav Dois holds, Yad Poyel Al Tachtoina. So you could tell the Poyel, you know what? Now the price went down, I'm going to minus you. You always taking a Zuz less. I'll give a Zuz less. Kamash Vilon, the Amri Lay, that the Poyel Tel Babai is, Ki Amin Loch, Bebotzer Zuzo, the Loy Ave Kimloch, Hashtag Kimloch. I saw that you weren't ready to pay more than a seller. So I said, we'll do it for a seller. But now that everyone does a seller, I'm not going less than a seller. I saw you're ready to pay a seller. And therefore, just because the price went down, I'm not taking out less a seller. Ad kan, the pshat and the braisa, and Be'ika, we should know, the mechlek is Rab Daisa and the Rabbanon, if yad poil ala tachtoina or not. And our Mishnah holds, like Rab Daisa, that yad poil ala tachtoina, whoever's chayzer really, is really the correct way to say it is, whoever's chayzer is poil al, is yad al tachtoina, and that's the halacha, therefore, the poil will only get two, if it costs six, to do the rest.